I didn't mean to make it sound like we don't want children. We don't, but I didn't mean to make it sound like that. See, I just don't think babies like me very much. Sometimes babies will point at me, and I don't care for that shit at all. Like, I'll be on an elevator, and a baby will be there in its big, like, stroller activity tray, just, like, working on one Cheerio with Bobby Fischer-like intensity, like... And it'll look up at me and go... I like to lean in and go, "Stop snitching, motherfucker," and then walk on. Because you're never too young to learn our national no snitching policy. My friends have babies, and I don't do so well with them. I had a run-in with a 2-year-old girl. I know there are better ways to start that story, but... My friend Jeremy has this 2-year-old girl, and I really like her. She's a sweet kid. I really like his daughter a lot. But I was over at his family's house for the 4th of July, and he had his daughter on his knee, and it was a very lovely day. His whole extended family was there, and he was bouncing his 2-year-old up and down. And he pointed at me, and he said to his 2-year-old, "Do you know who that is? That's your Uncle John." And I was like, "Oh my God, that's so sweet. I'm her Uncle John." And then the baby pointed at me and said, "Uncle John has a penis." I thank you for laughing, because no one did that day. Fell deadly silent is what they all did. Hey, do you know what you're supposed to say when a baby points at you and knowingly says he has a penis? No, I'm asking, because I don't know what to say in that situation. Here's what I went with that day. I said, "Oh, come on." I don't know, I thought that'd be good. But then it just made it worse, because it sounded like the baby and I had an arrangement not to talk about it, and she had violated my trust. Like, the baby had been like, "Do you have a penis?" And I was like, "Yes, I do, but you're a baby, so discretion is key." And then the next day she goes, "He has a penis." And I go, "Oh, come on. Someone can't keep a secret." Luckily, Jeremy's wife saved the day. The baby's mom saved the day. She came in and she picked up the baby and she was like, "It's okay." She's just going through that phase where she says penis and vagina a lot. Aren't we all? And by the way, it would have been a totally different situation if the baby had said vagina. Like, if a grown woman had walked in the room and the baby had been like, "She has a vagina," the woman could be like, "Yes, I do, and it's magnificent." And we would all be like, "Hooray! You are brave!" No one wants to applaud the penis of a 32-year-old weirdo.